This is episode 36 of the award-winning Fobbies Are Born series, featuring a crapload of new characters and a giant piece of cheese named Lee. Last week,
I love bed.
Fobbies are
born. Mr. Nest, who is that?
Hello?
Nest, would you shut up?
Hello? Oh, sorry. I guess it was the wrong number.
We need to find out what to do next.
If only we could get a sign. That happened pretty fast.
Hey guys, I'm still wearing this Bluetooth headset.
We see that.
It's cool. Hello?
Hey Tommy, it's been a while since we've talked. Anyway, have you seen Apple Kid?
Nope.
Oh. Well, I need you to tell him something for me.
Okay. Because I'm Tommy.
Let him know that I need to find the book, Overcoming Shyness. It's for my, friend. Yeah. He's a punk. He's all like, at the party. And he's all like, Raffle, I'ma stand here and stuff. Well, I'm getting my smooth mac on. I'm the orange kid. Back off, twerps.
I don't think I'm familiar with who this is.
What? Tommy, we're old school guys! Let me refresh your memory with this latest jam. Kick it, Saparma!
Orange kid. He's smart and hot and all the ladies love him. Orange kid. He can turn a boiled egg back into a raw one. Well, not yet, but I'm close. I just need people to fund my friggin' research. Bring money by hand to my house in Tucson or by PayPal to orangekid@smartnerd.com. Orange Kid. He is a masterful music composer. Orange Kid. He does all his shopping.
I'm hanging up now.
No way, man, don't hang!
Who is that, Ness?
Hey, I'm Tommy. Get it right.
Okay, Tommy, who is that?
Beats me.
Alright, let's go to Winners, guys. I've got a hunch.
Ooh, those are always a good thing to have! I'm so excited, friends!
You are always excited, Pooh. Make yourself useful and light my cig or get out of my face.
Trust judgment. Winters it is.
Where?
Shut up and whir.
My body's still transfer.
Whoa, cool. Jeff, is this where you went to school?
Yes, Ness. We've been here before.
Your school sucked. It looks like a hospital. For dead people.
It's so cool.
I agree, friends! The lab is nothing like this at all!
It's really not that bad.
Yeah, I could get used to this if I had to.
I'm surprised you're doing so well, Ness. You're not from around here either.
I could stand the cold if I had to. You should get with the program, Paula. Maybe spend a winter in Wisconsin or something and get used to it.
I can do with the winter in Wisconsin.
I agree. We should do that sometime.
Friends, I do not like to raise my voice fairly often, but if you don't mind me saying, can we please get a move on? I'm freezing my fallen butt off here!
Hill is right, you guys. Let's get going, or go back to the Horsehead department store to buy some mink coats for me. actually, forget Winters. Let's just back.
Oh god, why is he here?
Jeff!
Tony, have you been waiting at this gate ever since I left?
No. No.
Let's leave.
Yes! Let us leave right now!
But wait! Jeff, I haven't seen you in so long and I missed you, and I made you this cool little paper doll set for you, and it's of you and me, and hey, come back, I want to give you these cookies that you already stole from me and all this stuff.
Yeah, let's head south.
Sweet tea boy!
Not that far, you idiot.
Hey, what's up with all these people down here?
Oh, they're the Tessie Washing Society.
Tessie? What's a Tessie?
Well, the Tessie is a monster who loots down in the lake, and... I'll stop there.
Well, I won't be happy until I can do one of two things.
What would those be, Ness?
Either A, I get to eat it, or B, I get to ride it.
It's not sushi, Ness.
Hey, I like exotic foods, Paula. You should respect my decision to eat them.
I would like to ride the big purple dinosaur friends!
Wait, how do you know what Tessie looks like?
Isn't that her right out there?
Wow, and they call her Tessie and not Barney?
Too big to kill. Let's ride her.
Don't take that one out of context.
Yeah, we should get on now.
Something about riding on a giant lake monster! It just makes me feel so alive! I think I could sing! I'm sailing away!
Well, then you're thinking wrong, Pooh. We stopped with those jokes a long time ago.
Jeff, you seem pretty experienced when it comes to riding giant dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Seems so. Hey, there's the shore!
Wow, that was a short ride. Actually, I'm pretty sure we could have walked around. Actually, yeah, now I'm sure we could have just walked around.
But Paula, this was just so much more fun!
Time to get off the dinosaur.
Just put another quarter in, Mom!
Ness, shut up and get off Barney.
So where are we to go now, friends?
Through these caves. My dad's lab's just on the other side.
Wait a minute, I remember the lab.
Do you remember crashing because you don't know how to drive?
Damn it, Ness!
Mr. Ness, I remember you telling me of a shiny spot around this location.
Yeah, there used to be one right there. We took care of it, though.
We're the de-shinitizers.
The one and only, but with like four people.
The four and only!
People are retarded. Why do I even hang out with you all?
Finally, I can see the lab.
I'm assuming we should walk around the tall naked men?
Yeah, don't touch them. They're a bit cranky.
Normally, I would be all for the words tall, naked, and men put together, but I can't say I'm a fan of this particular look. I mean, what are they trying to show, the 1600s?
More like the 16 millions BC.
Slab, friends!
My god, I was getting tired of walking.
What's... Oh my goodness, it's the three of you again. And it looks like you brought along a new friend.
My name is Prince Pooh, and I come from the far-off land of the Lam in hopes of one day becoming a great...
That's great, son. You're nice and such. So, Jeff, why are you and your little adventurer friends back again? Something you forgot while you were here last time.
The Stonehenge base. It still exists.
What? Yes, of course. I haven't been down there to take any samples in quite a long time since the eraser statue was in the way. I'm sure the four of you have something that could clear the path, though.
I think I picked up something like that outside just now. It was some mouse just chilling. So, we should be good.
I think so, too. Alright. Thanks, Dad.
No problem, Patrick. I'm always here if you need me.
Dad, I'm... Actually, never mind.
You want some beef jerky?
Down, Gerald. Down.
I have this funny feeling we're supposed to dig under the snow here.
Congratulations, you read the player's guide.
Wow, this is a crazy dark tunnel.
There's plenty of light once you get down there.
This is pretty scary, friends!
Just climb down the ladder.
I could definitely use a Slurpee right now.
I could definitely use some light right now.
Just go into that other room.
The lights are crazy here, friend! It's like some sort of Eagle-Land nightclub, if you know what I mean.
I feel a little lightheaded in here.
You should have seen Moonsaw. He was like sniffing Sharpies while I'm...
LSD. Anyway, let's try out this eraser machine here. Great.
What are those things flying around?
They appear to be teleporting, not flying to learn English.
Wait a minute. I've seen those before. Let me think hard and cause an incredibly large episode flashback.
Jesus! I should probably go check that out.
Shut up, I'm busy! Oh, there you are, sweetheart. Did you hear that incredible thump? It was quite the noise.
What was that on?
I don't know, honey. You should probably go and check it out since it could be something really dangerous and we don't want Mommy to get...
That makes sense. I will charge out into the danger instead.
Good! Before you go, don't you think you should change out of your jammies?
Honestly, no. Shut up. Bye! Wow, crazy. I've never been outside at night before. It's so... dark.
Hey there! Slow down for a cotton-picking second!
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the meteorite first.
Meteorite? You like those flying space rocks?
Yeah, man, that's what I've heard! Crazy stuff! It's supposed to land at the top of the hill!
I'll go check it out then.
Just hold your horses! I want to be the first to say it!
But, I'm just walking in place. How do you expect to get ever anywhere like that?
Hey, man, what I choose to do with my life is my business!
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna get to the top of that hill.
Hey, young man. What are you doing out so late?
It's not really that late. 4 a.m.? Normally I'm up past this on Skype.
If the today make me sick, well, I guess I really can't blame you. There's some crazy happenings going on tonight. Apparently a meteor from space crashed on top of the hill.
Yeah, that's what the guy at the bottom of the hill told me.
The guy who was running in place?
Yeah, what was his deal?
Those kids don't make much sense these days. That's why my wife and I have chosen not to have any kids. We wouldn't want them to come out as some sort of demon child or something.
You know, not all kids turn out to be demon children. I turned out alright.
Yeah, but you don't look all that bright.
Cleon, get out of the way! Cleon, get out of my way! Cleon, get out of my way!
Oh, what's your problem?
That's Taylor. He's new on the police force.
Cleon, get out of my way! Cleon, get out of my way! Cleon, get out of my way!
No way.
Cleon, get out of my way! Cleon, out of my way! Get out of the clear crap!
So is this as far as I can get on the hill? I can see the meteorite falling up there, sort of.
This is the end of the line, pal!
Hokey! Hey man, you came to see the meteorite too?
Yeah, you can say that. I was here almost before the officers and offered them my superior strength and intellect, but they turned me down. Fat donut obsessed duders!
So does anyone know what's going on yet?
Well, I have a few good theories, but of course no one gives two craps about them. I'll find everything out, Ness. You should just head home. Tomorrow, I, Pokey, will tell you more of the strange meteorite incident. I'm fine here, but you're bugging the officers!
Okay. See you tomorrow, then.
Hey, Ness. Psst! Come on over here.
Hey, Mr. Exaggerate. What's going on?
Have you seen the mess going on around here?
Yeah, everybody's going crazy around here.
Don't I know it? I'm fine, because I eat pure garlic and work out all the time.
Yeah, I can tell. Have you ever tried a breath mint? Maybe a Jolly Rancher?
No way, baby. All garlic, all the time. In the morning, garlic. In the afternoon, garlic. Dinner time, garlic.
Okay, anyway, I should be going now.
Wait! I need you to stop by later, Ness. After all this crazy stuff has passed.
Alright. I'll come back in the morning.
Yes, and come by yourself. No dogs, no moms, no police. Got it?
Alright, sounds good. See you later.
Oh, honey, you're back. It's late right now, so go ahead and scoot off to bed.
Okay. Later that night,
now what?
Hey Ness, did you know this? There's a knock at the door and it's really annoying.
Shut up, Tracy.
Oh, that's such an annoying knock on the door right now. Ness, honey, it could be dangerous, so you should open the door for me.
Hey! This is the words that are coming out of my mouth!
Hello, Pokey.
Oh, hello, man. You're looking lovely as usual.
What's the problem, Pokey? I've only been in bed an hour or so since we talked last.
We kind of have a problem. You remember when we went to the meteorite? Well, I took Picky with me later to check it out, but he never came home with me. If Mom and Dad come home for dinner and he's not back, I'm gonna be grounded for life.
Where on earth do your parents eat dinner at 5 in the morning?
That is not important. Just help get my brother back. You're my bestest friend. You gotta help me.
You're not my bestest friend, Pokey.
But who else are you gonna love? Your sister?
Hey, Ness, I got you this cookie in case you needed it and got hungry and
I'm busy.
Sir, what do you say? Will you help me out?
Sure. I guess we'll do it then.
Great. Well, you go out in front and I'll follow behind you. You know, since it could be dangerous.
Honey, if you're going out to sleigh at night, you might want King along with you. He's fairly unreliable and probably won't help you in any way whatsoever, but he is man's best friend.
Okay, King, you're coming along too.
Oh, before you go, why don't you change out of your jammies?
Yes, go in my room. I left you something for in there too.
Fine. Alright, let's see. What can I wear? I've got blue and yellow stripes. And blue and yellow. Crap, that's all I own. Alright. Guess that'll do. This is a great hat, too. Alright, let's check out Tracy's room. What the heck is this?
Do you like what I got from you?
Tracy, you took a broken bat and wrapped it up in a box with some ribbon.
Yeah, I did that for you, big brother.
Gosh, Tracy, sometimes I wonder which one of us is really the brighter one.
At least I didn't fail the SAT.
Duh! I told you we don't talk about that, Tracy. The teacher didn't make it clear that it was mandatory to write your name on the test.
Okay, looking good. Let's get going.
King, you coming along? King!
King!
You should go, Cass! Isn't King coming along?
He looked sick. I wonder what's wrong.
He looked dead.
He does look dead.
There was an accident a few days ago, but we'll talk about that later. Ness, you should leave now.
Okay. See you later, King. Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey. Be careful.
What's that?
It's the phone, you idiot. Pick it up. My dad gets mad if I don't get it by the third ring.
Hello?
Hello. This is your father.
Dad! Hey! How's it going?
Work to exhaustion when you're young. Have you ever heard of a weird saying like this?
No, not really. I guess...
Hello! This is your father. Hello!
Yeah?
This is your father.
Dad, you're scaring me!
100% like this. Question when you're young. Have you ever heard of a weird saying like this? Just
Dad?
Remember, I'm always behind you. 100%. Don't be afraid. I know that you're brave.
You what? What can I do? Dad, you're talking in riddles again.
I know that you're brave. You can do it.
You're scaring me!
Hello, this is your father. I can make a record of your progress when you call me. Oh,
progress?
Oh yeah, I deposited some money into your bank account. Do you still have your ATM card?
Yeah, I do. I have it.
You can withdraw your money from a machine and buy whatever you need.
Dad, you didn't even give me a chance to finish what I was just saying.
Good luck. I feel like such a hero.
For what?
What? Well, the father of a hero, at least. Good luck, Tracy.
Tracy? But Dad, this is... Don't you know what this is? This is... Yes.
Alright, let's get moving. I got itch in my step to get out of here.
Wow, this is nuts. There's stray dogs and crows and snakes, oh my.
Let's just hurry up this hill. I don't exactly want to stick around here.
We're almost there, Pokey. Just keep trucking.
There he is, over there!
Wow. This is the meteorite? Wiggy.
Shut up, Tracy.
Biggie! My precious little brother, let's beat it! Get home before Mom and Dad do right now!
What's going on?
Oh, I remember now. Pookie, you got scared and you just left me here, you punk.
Yeah, that's great. Come on.
Hey, like, let go of me. Like, wait, what's that sound?
That's the background music, silly.
No, the bee sound.
I hear it too.
Wow.
A bee I am.
Aren't you a beetle?
Not. I come from 10 years in the future where all is devastation. Gygax, the universal cosmic destroyer, has sent all to the horror of eternal darkness.
Sanity's Requiem?
Oh man, I played that one.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Piggy, you weren't even old enough to play that one.
Well, neither were you.
Would you two please shut up? I'm trying to explain the fate of the world to this kid who doesn't even seem like he could pay attention to an explosion if it was happening in his shirt.
Go on, Mr. B.
I'm not a bee. Anyway, there's a legend that says three boys and a girl will defeat Gygax, and I believe, Ness, that you may be one of the chosen ones.
Well, my mom says I'm special, so this sounds about right, yeah.
You just need to trust me on this one. I've come from 10 years in the future just to...
Yeah, I got that part.
You're hard to work with, you know that, kid? Let's just skip all that other stuff and go down the mountain. I have more to explain.
Sounds good to me.
Holy crap! Three boys, he says. Not one of those three, right? I'm not into this sort of stuff at all. I'm right here, you know.
Let's go back down the mountain. Come on, Mr. Bee.
I'm not a bee.
You're just in self-denial. Come on, let's go. We're walking.
What is that?
Buzz, Buzz, Gygax, decreed that you suck, so I'ma kill you now.
Oh, crap. Hit the music.
You know, this battle's pretty lame, so I'm going to set the game to auto-fight and then go to sleep or something, because it's like 6 in the morning. Oh, it's over. I was just about to start my beauty sleep.
Okay, good. Let's just go home quickly before my parents kill me.
Hey, look, it's Mom and Dad's car.
That doesn't mean anything.
We're so glad to see you.
Ho ho! And you're with Ness! Boys, get up to your room this instant!
Oh, what a perfect husband and a stellar father! Too bad we're stuck in this podunk town. Nice guys finish last. It's a friggin' needle! Oh no, bee guy! Hunbred! Beetleborg!
just a bit weaker than I thought. See you later, Tudor.
Hey, bye! I'm gonna take this cool rock because it's taped to you and says, for Ness, all scribbled and stuff, so that means it's mine. I'm gonna take it out. Bye, Buzz Boss!
Yes! I must tell you about that stone! It is the sound stone which you must go around the world and even to giants that appear and on that and collect.
Good old Buzz Buzz gave me the shiny rock for me to take with me along my life adventure stuff thing. And hey, it's daytime! I pulled all-nighter! I'm a rebel! Anyway, I can go home, but I don't want to get photo guides, so I'm gonna go to Mr. Lyre's and Adrate's house here today. Yep, and that's how I got this sweet rock.
That was possibly the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
That took forever. Seriously, we've got to cut this off now, kids.
Cue the music, bring the generator in. I'm getting too old for this stuff, man. I gotta get some water.
Yeah, my throat's really dry.
Guys, but... Oh, are we stopping now?
We can't stop now, friends!
Yeah, we can, Mohammed. We're done. Good lord.
But what about the... Okay, yeah, I'm gonna get a sandwich. We're done.
Yeah.
Well... Wasn't that a long episode? Anyway, Ness revisited some old memories, some good times, and some good awesome killing of bees. So far in the past, wow! Next time on Fobbies of Orange, you'll probably hear some clips thrown together for mere hours before the show on Friday. Oh, you thought I would actually tell you of our plans for next season? Just be assured that they are, how they say, epic! Find out next time we meet on... Fobbies of Orange!
Oh my god!
This is your father, your father,
this
your
week
father,
on Fobbies of Orange, we find the fourth wall, take a hammer, and shatter it.
Here today. Also, I suck at Audacity and ruin Reed's clips.
That was so hilarious. Yeah.
Dad, you're scaring me! You keep saying the same freaking thing over and over again! Okay, Dad, no, seriously, you just said that! No, okay, Dad, really, you're pissing me off. Why'd you say that? That's the ninth time you've said hello. Okay, Dad, you get Dad. I'm breaking the fourth wall. Reed, shut up!
We all love Reed.